As the national map of electoral votes fills in with red and blue, Alaska has remained a stubborn island of gray. The state has counted fewer than 60% of all the votes cast, and it didn't even start counting absentee ballots until today. As Nat Herz with Alaska Public Media reports, that's prompted confusion and questioning about the state's slow counting process.
After the state of Alaska counted a little more than half of ballots on election night, State Representative Jonathan Christ Tompkins, a Democrat from the southeast community of Sitka, is trailing his Republican opponent by 150 votes. In his House district, less than half of all votes have been counted, and Christ Tompkins is cautiously optimistic the remaining ballots should put him over the top. But in the meantime, people have been texting him with condolences for his defeat. And as co-chair of the House committee with jurisdiction over elections, he's perplexed about why the state is taking so long to count more than 100,000 absentee ballots.
Looking at the other states in the country, I do sort of have a question. Why is it that we in Alaska don't count our absentees that have arrived prior to Election Day on Election Day?
It's not just Alaskans. People across the country have been speculating and joking about the week-long wait, including the creator of this video on the social platform TikTok that's been watched more than a million times.
What business does Alaska have waiting that long? By the time that they're done tallying all the votes there, we're going to have had like 7 new presidents and be fully submerged underwater.
Alaska's elections officials wouldn't go on tape, but they want people to know that the purpose in waiting to count absentee ballots is election security. They want to make sure they don't count an absentee ballot from a person who later goes to vote in person on Election Day. After Election Day, the state has to individually scan barcodes representing each in-person voter, then repeat the process for absentee ballots to make sure there are no duplicates. Officials say this is more of a challenge in Alaska because of its sprawling geography and dozens of communities that lack road access. The state's counting process was faster in 2016 and 2018, but Josie Bonke, who ran Alaska elections in those years, says the state is contending with a pandemic and new ballot scanning equipment this time around.
The Rural Balance Act to balance the security and efficiency, accuracy.
My heart and thoughts have been with the division these past several months, just knowing what they're up against.
Other Alaskans are criticizing this year's delay. Dermot Cole is a longtime Alaska political writer. He says the problem is only going to get more attention with the increasing popularity of mail-in voting.
This has been a trend. It's not just the pandemic year that has seen this increase in absentee ballots. So if this continues, which it will, we just need to have a better accounting system to provide both election security and prompt results.
Cole says other states have ways of protecting against double voting that allow for more ballot counting more quickly. Jonathan Christ Tompkins, the state legislator whose committee oversees state elections, says he plans to look into Alaska's absentee ballot counting system once the dust settles this year. For Here and Now, I'm Nat Herz in Anchorage.
And now you know why Alaska is still gray.